And this is the Monday Mindset Podcast,
where we share things of interest to us and hopefully to you.
So let's get started with episode number 73.
This week, it's Daisy's turn to share something with us. Daisy, what do you have?
Well, Terry, as you know, I have been rather swamped. I have been up to my eyeballs with editing and then also up to my eyeballs with DIY stuff, working my fingers to the bone, trying to get ready for workers coming. And before anyone has any sympathy for me, do not, because I've had all summer to do these things. So it's only because I'm doing it last minute. But that's my long-winded way of saying that I was looking for another quick episode. So I went to a podcast that I've had success with before when looking for a quick episode. And that is Just One Thing with Michael Mosley. And this episode is called Exercise Less, More Often. And I thought this would be a very nice follow-on from your episode last week about reframing different ways of looking at anxiety. And one of the big things that came out of that was one of the best things to do was to exercise. And you were talking in particular about aerobic exercise. So I thought, great, let's have a listen to this and see what he has to say. Because anything when it comes to doing less exercise always appeals to me, because exercise is one of those things that generally I feel guilty about because I always feel that I should be doing more of it. So if anyone says you can get away with doing less and it might be more beneficial, that is very appealing to me. So he starts off, he talks about exercise snacking. And as an aside here, I want to give some credit to Rangan Chatterjee, who you will know well from me mentioning many times in the past. Big fan of his podcast. And also he has some good books. And I don't think he was the first person to talk about this, but he's certainly somebody, it's been quite a big thing. I can't remember the name of his book, but the message from it was these, he calls them health snacks. And it's all about fitting things in sort of little 5-minute chunks. And so straight away, when Michael Mosley started talking about exercise snacking, it made me think of Rangan Chatterjee. And you know what I'm like about, I always like to try and give credit to the person who thought of it first. So I just wanted to have a quick reference to him there. So there's this principle of exercise snacking, and he has a guest on called Dr. Marie Murphy, who's the professor of exercise and health at Ulster University, who he gets to talk about some of the science behind it. But the general principle is that you're talking about 5 to 10 minute chunks of exercise, the reasoning being that they're easier to fit in your day. One of the biggest reasons people give for not exercising is that they don't have time. So the idea is that if you break it down into these little 5 to 10 minute chunks, you might be able to find it easier to squeeze it in different parts of your day. But the thing is, the question that comes out of this is actually maybe it's also better for you and more effective than doing one long workout. So we're talking about here the UK physical activity guidelines, which is 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise per day. So this is their sort of frame of reference. So it's 30 minutes in one block versus breaking that up into, say, 3 lots of 10 minutes or 6 lots of 5 minutes or however many minutes you want to break it up into. And as I said before, this is a great alternative if time is a factor. But the big question is it even better? And he talks about a meta study that was done in 2019 that found that these smaller chunks of exercise are as beneficial as the longer blocks of exercise for cardio and respiratory fitness, as well as blood pressure, but that they are better for weight loss and losing body fat and lowering LDL cholesterol. Why might this be? It might be due to The fact that there's a bit more energy required every time you stop and start exercise. So if you're stopping and starting multiple times during the day, rather than just doing in one block, overall, you're expending more energy. You're also likely to get a higher intensity if you're doing it in smaller chunks. He mentions a small study that was done with type 2 diabetics. Unfortunately, they didn't actually cite the studies, so I can't cite the studies either. They just refer to them as I'm referring to them. But a small study with type 2 diabetics, and they compared two groups that did either 30 minutes of moderate intensity walking before dinner versus another group that did 6 minutes of intense walking broken down into just 1 minute chunks. And they compared them afterwards. Very interesting this. The exercise snackers, as he calls them, not only reduced their blood glucose after eating, but also that had a rollover effect for the next 24 hours versus the group that did the 30 minutes, which had neither benefit. And then he talks to Dr. Marie and talking about the science behind it. You know, what are the reasons why it might work a bit better? And she says that this concept of exercise snacking has been around for about 5 or 6 years. And it's a simple concept. It's just taking small amounts spread across the day. And she addresses what might be the potential benefits of breaking it down rather than just having it in one longer sessions. She says there are more opportunities during the day to boost your metabolism and that adds up to more energy expenditure, quite possibly, as we mentioned before. When you stop exercising, your metabolism keeps going for some time afterwards in this recovery time. So you're benefiting from that. The more times you're doing it, the more of this recovery time roll-on benefit you're getting. And so it is quite likely that it's a case of the sum of the parts add up to more than the whole.
Another thing I'm wondering about this, Daisy, is that I think so many of us have been taught, or we take the message away, that we have to do intense workouts and for long periods of time. And the reality is that these are also major stressors for the body. And some stress is good, but prolonged intense stress actually isn't. And so some people that might run for an hour and a half, I can't point to a study right now, but there's information that really indicates, for some of us at least, that's more stress than the body will thrive with. These exercise snacks are actually things that the body can optimize so you get the benefits of it without the prolonged intense stress of it. So I wonder if that's a reason why they might actually be better for us than an hour and a half run or cardio workout or CrossFit workout or something like that.
Yeah, good point. And it makes me think about an experiment I saw that I've mentioned before, and it was on a program where they took a group of type 2 diabetics and they were mostly looking at diet, but they tried this experiment where they had them all get up and move for 5 minutes on the hour every hour during the waking hours, and they tested their fasting blood sugar, I think it was, before they did this experiment and afterwards. And yeah, dramatic difference. So, you know, what is the difference? So we take this example of 30 minutes of exercise a day. What's the difference whether you do it as a block of 30 minutes or whether you split it up into three lots of 10 minutes or six lots of 5 minutes or whatever it is? And Dr. Marie says, well, you know, essentially it is the same thing. You're doing the same thing. You're getting your heart rate up. You're getting your metabolism going. You're activating enzymes that help with blood sugar and metabolism. The only difference is that you're kicking all these processes into action multiple times a day and benefiting from that and this recovery time. And that's really the key difference. And she says it's really important to get the big muscles activated, things like leg muscles. So think of things like squats, brisk walking, climbing stairs. They were talking quite a lot about blood sugar regulation, helping with type 2 diabetes. And she said, this is where getting these big muscles activated is really good, because it's putting, you have a demand on blood glucose. So it starts help regulating, getting it moving around, and really can help reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes. And they also talked a fair bit about blood pressure. And there was a study in Japan, and they found there that the blood pressure lowering benefits from short walks added up to more than doing it in one session. So again, it's this sum of the parts add up to more than the whole, which I find really interesting. And Michael asked her, is there a kind of minimum that you need to do at any one time? And she says, well, you know, no, not really. 10 minutes is an ideal, just because that is a useful sort of three lots of chunks in a day. But she stressed that every single minute does count. And it does need to be of a certain kind of intensity. So he asked her about this. And she said, well, look, moving is better than sitting still. But yes, ideally, you need to be doing moderate to vigorous exercise. So that means your heart needs to be beating a bit faster, you're feeling a bit warmer, you're breathing a bit harder. And ideally, you're doing 30 minutes of that over the course of the day. But how you split it up is up to you. So I found it really interesting. I thought it was a good follow on from what you talked about last week. And I really like the idea of one, exercising in shorter periods of time, because I'm just one of these people who doesn't like exercising for long periods of time. But not only that, but if you do several of these short chunks, these exercise snacks, as he calls them, you could get the benefits of more than the total of the time you're doing over in a day than if you had done them in one longer session. So I really like all those components, and it just made me think a lot more about adding more of this sort of out of breath type exercise into my day. There are already things I do, but they don't last for very long. You know, I think I've mentioned before, when I take the dogs for a walk, there's a very steep hill I go up. But you know, you're talking about 2 or 3 minutes. Well, I need to just add in more of those things that just get me a bit more breathless. But it just had me thinking of some different things that I could incorporate. And I quite like doing different things as well. So rather than just doing all one thing, thinking of some other things that might help.
The thing for me about it that makes it so much more doable is I am someone who tends to want to avoid things that don't sound pleasant. And for me, a longer workout, there are just so many excuses of why I don't want to do that. I don't have the time, I don't want to get so sweaty, whatever. And so I can find weeks go by and I haven't done it yet. Whereas if I break it down into these exercise snacks, I think I would be more likely to squeeze it in throughout the day and not feel daunted by, ooh, I have to go do this big exercise routine or this big workout. And I think I shared with you last week that I learned years and years ago about running using a format called a Tabata. So kind of the high intensity training kind of approach. But one of the reasons why it was so good for me to be doing it is because, sure, there are health benefits to the actual approach, but more it was because I would do it. Because I could do my warm up, my workout, and my cool down within 15 minutes rather than an hour and a half or an hour or 3 hours. And so I was much more likely to put in my day 15 minutes to exercise than a whole chunk of time. So I think this idea, again, of the exercise snacks for many people are just more doable. You can find time in your day to do 5 minutes.
And the other thing is, if you have broken it down and get used to doing these multiple chunks. It's like what you were saying before about that avoiding doing the longer routine. Well, if you find an excuse and you don't do it, you haven't done it at all. But if you've broken it down into different things, then even if you don't do them all, even if you don't end up doing the full 30 minutes worth, well, one day you might have done the 10 minutes, one day you might have done the 20 minutes, one day you might end up doing 40. You know, that means you're getting some of that every day. And I like when I finally get the book back out of storage, it was one of the things I wanted to use 1 week. And it's these health snacks that Rongen talks about. And what I particularly liked about his approach, it was a bit like the James Clear tagging it on to something else. So he used examples like, for example, this is Rongen I'm talking about, doing things like an exercise routine. He has one. I can't remember what it is. I think it's, you know, so many squats, so many press ups, so many whatever it is. But they're all in these 5 minute health snacks. They all last for 5 minutes. Well, you time it next time you put the kettle on. He says this is his perfect time that he often does this every morning. He goes into his kitchen, he puts the kettle on, and he does his 5 minute health snack exercise workout routine. That's these squats or whatever. So, you know, think about it. You could probably do, how, I don't know, 30 squats or whatever it is. You're getting those big muscles activated. You're getting your metabolism going. And you've all of a sudden, before you know it, you've already done 5 minutes before you've had your first cup of coffee. And I can see it working really well for people. I can't remember what it's called, but it's with one of these. Is it with the Apple Health app? So people talk about rings or circles, something about you have to complete the circles. I'm so out of touch with things like that. But it's a bit like our mutual friend Louise talks about, you know, she sees the step count on her Apple Watch and things. I can see it working with some of these apps where you sort of have a daily total. And you can see during the day, every time you do a few minutes here and there, you can see it adding up to part of your daily total. I can see it appealing to people who have some of these apps maybe as well. Mm-hmm. But it's really, I guess, just because we keep coming back to this. It keeps cropping up in a lot of our episodes, doesn't it? That moderate to vigorous exercise is so good for this, that, and the other. It keeps coming up on multiple weeks. So I think finding ways to actually relatively easily apply it and maybe eradicate some of the excuses, and not saying they're not genuine reasons. You know, not having enough time is a genuine reason, but it's much more difficult to say that you haven't got 3 minutes, 5 minutes to do some things while you're waiting for a cup of coffee than it is to say, I can't fit in a 30-minute workout routine.
Absolutely. And I think one of a barrier that a lot of us allow to interfere is expense. Mm. You know, a gym membership, Pilates classes, CrossFit gym, whatever, and the expense involved. These 5 minute, 10, whatever length of time exercise snacks obviously can be things you do that don't cost anything. You're in your kitchen doing, you know, squats. I used to do push-ups against my stove. Like I use the edge of the stove as my leverage for a push-up. That doesn't cost anything. And it's a great way to be active, getting the mental health benefits, the physical benefits, so many good things about it without having to have a financial commitment for it, having a huge time commitment for it. So it does eliminate some of the barriers in doing what's good for your body and your brain.
Exactly. And some of the examples they talked about, you know, these are all things that don't involve any equipment, completely free to do, you know, brisk walking, climbing up and down stairs, squats. Yeah, none of those. You don't need any equipment for. And they're really easy to do. So, yes, it's definitely something that spurred me on to think about more ways I can just fit some little bits and pieces in. I take note, actually, I'm quite mindful of, I complain a lot about it, but it's a good way of getting exercise. And that is every time I want to either take something out of my garden or bring something into my garden, what it involves is having to go down a flight of steps carrying whatever it is and then go up another flight of steps. Like I say, whether I'm going from the garden to outside the house to take it away, or I'm coming back the other way. And I got some wood to make some steps and things in the garden from Facebook Marketplace. But of course, they have to go from, they very kindly delivered them actually, and the guys dumped them at the top of the steps. But that means I have to go up and down those steps carrying that wood in. And then I have to go up and down my steps inside the house to get it into the garden. So free workout.
Absolutely. Plus you're getting a
lots of exercise stacks. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Those are the kind of tasks I quite like, because you're kind of getting free exercise as you're doing something that you need to do. Mm-hmm. So yes, I'm being very mindful of those.
I got free exercise yesterday. I took Koa to a dog beach.
That looks so much fun.
Yeah, it was great, but needed to throw away some a poop bag, and still needed to be on the beach watching him. And so I had to walk quite a ways down the hard part of the beach, you know, the firm part of the beach, which was easy to walk. But then to get to the receptacle, I had to go through the deeper sand. And so I jogged through the deeper sand because it was taking me too long. So I got a little bit of some, you know, out of breath exercise time just to throw away a poop bag. So it was a great little exercise moment for me.
So I think that works both ways, really. Being mindful when you kind of do it accidentally, but it also then gives you ideas of how you can incorporate more of these things in your daily life.
Yeah. Well, I invite everyone to think about these little stints of movement and exercise they can do, rather than putting it off until they can do a big workout or something, and just keep looking for ways that we can all incorporate this on a regular basis.
And I just love the fact that if you can do three lots of 10 minutes or whatever it is, you end up with more than your total of 30 minutes by doing it that way. I particularly love that, because who doesn't like getting something for free?
Absolutely.
Well, I hope you have an exercise snack filled, very wonderful week.
Take good care, everybody.
Bye-bye.